This is 7AD and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. G'day, mate.
How are you going, Darren?
Oh, not too foul. Now, we're actually going to talk about, we haven't talked about this for a while.
No.
Cooling.
No, we haven't. No, it's ever so slowly cooling, or warming up, I should say,
yep,
around the place. And now's the time to start thinking about it as we sort of, you know, as the houses start getting warmer in late spring into summer. It can be quite intolerable, and it seems to be getting hotter. So, you know, these are things we ought to think about.
You're not just talking about air conditioners.
No. Well, with HRV, you can use that to help cool your home over night time. So when the night air is cool, you can just push your HRV on and actually drag cool night air into the house.
Nice.
So that's pretty good. But, I mean, even, you know, we're noticing it now in the showroom because we've got the HRV unit dragging the hot air out of the roof cavity, and the heaters in the showroom are hardly working at all. Like, the HRV is actually carrying the load. Because, say, we know it's getting warmer out there because it's just that the sun's a little bit higher, the day's a little bit longer, everything's just absorbing a little bit more heat, and we're making the most out of it now.
Yep.
You know, there's a few different ways we can do it. And it's not just air conditioning. Like, in the old days, we tend to leave our homes locked up and windows locked up.
Yep.
During the day, and the house is stuffy and hot when we get home of an afternoon. It's not much fun, especially during the heights of summer.
No.
But obviously, if we can get more natural airflow for the house, this is where we should start. Good quality security doors are a must. You can leave these shut and still let some air flow through.
Indeed.
Yeah, and if the front and back doors are open but still secure, this will help a lot. You can get security screens for windows, or you can get the windows you can leave partially open and lock shut in that position so they can't be forced open further. And the closer you are to the coast, the better this works due to predominant sea breezes.
Yeah.
Look, when I was a kid, everyone left their doors and windows open.
Can't do it now.
No, not much focus was put on security. I guess that, no, because there was quite often someone home or next door, and there wasn't many people trying to shimmy through your windows and steal your stuff.
Those were simpler times.
They were. Yeah, turn back the clock.
Yeah.
So that leads us to air conditioning. You know, what's Australian for air conditioning, Darren?
I don't know. Adrian, tell me.
It's Actron. Yeah. But anyway, so that's the brand we sell. But basically, ignoring brands, as they all have their various features and benefits, air conditioners now give us the ability to maintain perfect climate control for our homes. Only problem is they use electricity, and electricity costs money. Solar and air conditioning. There's something to think about. They're a match made in heaven. It's a stinking hot day. Our solar systems are generating bucket loads of energy, and that can be used to run your air conditioning.
Of course.
So the hotter it is, the more power you're making.
Yeah.
So we have ours in the DMS Energy showroom going full tilt all day. Costs us nothing as our showroom solar system is supplying the
Brilliant.
Energy. Yeah, it works a treat. So you can see where I'm going with this. If we have heat pumps for winter heating, and sometimes we do not utilise them for summer cooling due to the cost factor. So think about a solar system, and you won't go much past much better than one of a Solar Edge or an LG solar system. So we're in the process also of fitting an energy meter to our Solar Edge system in the showroom, and we can log on and we can see what we're generating from our system, exporting to the grid, and consuming directly. So we can actually see the solar driving our air conditioning and computers and lights and stuff in the showroom. So
yeah.
Once we get that sorted, we'll put a link up on our Facebook page so everyone can have a look at that. And finally, if you have one of our Solar Edge systems and you'd like an energy meter fitted to your system, give us a call and we can set it up. Or it'll give you more data to work on, work out which tariff could be the best one for you. Also, to see if you're a contender for batteries down the track. It takes the guesswork out of it because we can see when you're buying power, when you're making power, and all those things.
Well, that's one of the biggest costs for running a business is electricity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And good data, you can make good decisions.
Yeah.
So like I say, we can do supply energy meters for, you know, our systems and probably nearly every other inverter system out there as well. So to round it up, cooling your home with natural ventilation is easiest and cheapest, but outcomes can be a bit hit and miss. Air conditioning gives you total control of your environment, but can cost a bomb to run if it's not done properly. And solar and summertime air conditioning are perfect bedfellows for the hot, dry summer that's just over the horizon.
All right, you've got all the gear there. 56 Sheffield Road at Sprayton. It's the blue building on the right, just as you come out of Sprayton.
That's it. And if you want a free obligation quote to improve your life and lower your power bills, give us a call on 1300 502 599.
All right, and you can also check out DMS Energy on the Facebook page as well.
You can indeed.
Nice work, mate. We'll catch you next week where it'll be probably even warmer.
It will.